时。
闵行区2015届初三英语第一学期期末试卷。
Part 1. Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. To create a comic strip, one needs to think of a plot first. To create a comic strip, one needs to think of a plot first.
2. Alice enjoys walking her pet dog in the park nearby after work. Alice enjoys walking her pet dog in the park nearby after work.
3. Lucy is visiting an online shop in order to buy some new shoes and bags. Lucy is visiting an online shop in order to buy some new shoes and bags.
4. A good diet with a lot of vegetables and fruits is good for our health. A good diet with a lot of vegetables and fruits is good for our health.
5. Nowadays, fewer and fewer young people are interested in cormorant fishing. Nowadays, fewer and fewer young people are interested in cormorant fishing.
6. A good detective should watch things carefully and never jump to conclusions. A good detective should watch things carefully and never jump to conclusions.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. How should we go to the cinema? By bus or by taxi?
Why don't we walk there? The cinema is not far away.
That's a good idea, and we can also do some exercise.
Question. How will they go to the cinema?
How should we go to the cinema? By bus or by taxi?
Why don't we walk there?The cinema is not far away.
That's a good idea, and we can also do some exercise.
Question. How will they go to the cinema? 8. I'd like to buy a new iPhone. Do you have a pink one?
Sorry, we don't have that color. But we have golden and white ones.
Okay, I will take a white one.
Question. What color will the woman choose for a new iPhone?
I'd like to buy a new iPhone. Do you have a pink one?
Sorry, we don't have that color. But we have golden and white ones.
Okay, I will take a white one.
Question. What color will the woman choose for a new iPhone?
9. Hello, this is Susan. May I speak to Mark, please?
Hi, Susan. This is John. Mark isn't in. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes. Please tell him...Amy wants to borrow his bike.
Question. Who answered the phone?
Hello, this is Susan. May I speak to Mark, please?
Hi, Susan. This is John. Mark isn't in. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes. Please tell him Amy wants to borrow his bike.
Question. Who answered the phone? 10.May I use the dictionary and books on the shelf, madam?
Yes, of course. But you must not eat or drink here. You must keep quiet.
Question. Where may the dialogue take place? May I use the dictionary and books on the shelf, madam?
Yes, of course. But you must not eat or drink here. You must keep quiet.
Question. Where may the dialogue take place?
11.Our train leaves at 3 p.m. Shall we set out for the railway station at 2 p.m.?
Let's make it half an hour earlier. You know the traffic is terrible these days.
Question. When will they start for the railway station? Our train leaves at 3 p.m. Shall we set out for the railway station at 2 p.m.?
Let's make it half an hour earlier. You know the traffic is terrible these days.
Question. When will they start for the railway station?12. I'm fond of reading science fiction and going fishing in my spare time. How about you, Johnson?
I like playing table tennis. I hardly go fishing. I have little interest in it.
Question. What are they talking about? I'm fond of reading science fiction and going fishing in my spare time. How about you, Johnson?
I like playing table tennis. I hardly go fishing. I have little interest in it.
Question. What are they talking about? How much are the beef and the pork, please?
The beef is $2 a kilo and the pork is $1 a kilo.
I'd like 2 kilos of pork and 1 kilo of beef.
Okay, $4, please.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? How much are the beef and the pork, please?
The beef is $2 a kilo and the pork is $1 a kilo.
I'd like 2 kilos of pork and 1 kilo of beef.
Okay, $4, please.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
It will be Christmas soon. What about going skiing in the mountains during the holiday?
It's so cold. How about a trip to Florida with sunshine and the Golden Beach?
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? It will be Christmas soon. What about going skiing in the mountains during the holiday?
It's so cold. How about a trip to Florida with sunshine and the Golden Beach?
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. Smith worked in a company. He lived in an old house. He had neither a wife nor children. He liked nothing but drinking. He almost spent all of his money on drinks. Sometimes he was hungry.He had to borrow some money from his workmates to buy a little food. One evening he met a friend of his in the street. The man asked him to have dinner in a restaurant. He was happy and drank a lot. When they left there at midnight, he could hardly stand. The man had to stop a taxi and ask the driver to take him home. Soon they arrived at the door of his house. With the help of the driver, he got out. "Thank you, sir," said Mr. Smith. "Now I can open the door myself."The taxi driver went away, but he couldn't put the key into the keyhole. He was trying to do it when a policeman came. "Can I help you put the key into the keyhole, sir?" asked the policeman. "Thank you, sir," said Mr. Smith. "The house is moving now. If you can stop it from moving, I can open the door myself."
Now listen again, please.
Mr. Smith worked in a company. He lived in an old house. He had neither a wife nor children.He liked nothing but drinking. He almost spent all of his money on drinks. Sometimes he was hungry. He had to borrow some money from his workmates to buy a little food. One evening he met a friend of his in the street. The man asked him to have dinner in a restaurant. He was happy and drank a lot. When they left there at midnight, he could hardly stand. The man had to stop a taxi and ask the driver to take him home. Soon they arrived at the door of his house.With the help of the driver, he got out. "Thank you, sir," said Mr. Smith. "Now I can open the door myself." The taxi driver went away, but he couldn't put the key into the keyhole. He was trying to do it when a policeman came. "Can I help you put the key into the keyhole, sir?" asked the policeman. "Thank you, sir," said Mr. Smith. "The house is moving now. If you can stop it from moving, I can open the door myself."D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Shirley Temple, the famous child movie star, passed away on February the 10th, 2014, at the age of 85. It was a sad day to many people in the world, especially to Americans. Temple was born on April the 23rd, 1928.She was discovered at the age of 3 by a talent agent at her dancing school. In 1934, she acted in Bright Eyes. From then on, she became world famous. Later, She performed in films such as Curly Top and Heidi. However, the most exciting thing about her was her winning an Oscar in 1935. The award was given to her for her success in the film in 1934. For many Americans, born in the 1930s and the 1940s, Temple was not just an on-screen star, she was also a close friend in their childhood. Though Temple had passed away, she was remembered by the world as the forever little angel with the cute curls and bright smile. Many Hollywood stars felt deep sorry for her death. An American actress said, "Little Shirley Temple raised up a nation during the Great Depression. Shirley Temple, the forever little angel, will always live in our hearts."
Now listen again, please.
Shirley Temple, the famous child movie star, passed away on February the 10th, 2014, at the age of 85. It was a sad day to many people in the world, especially to Americans. Temple was born on April the 23rd, 1928. She was discovered at the age of 3 by a talent agent at her dancing school. In 1934, she acted in Bright Eyes. From then on, she became world famous. Later, she performed in films such as Curly Top and Heidi. However, the most exciting thing about her was her winning an Oscar in 1935. The award was given to her for her success in the film in 1934. For many Americans, born in the 1930s and the 1940s, Temple was not just an on-screen star, she was also a close friend in their childhood. Though Temple had passed away, she was remembered by the world as the forever little angel with the cute curls and bright smile. Many Hollywood stars felt deep sorry for her death. An American actress said, "Little Shirley Temple raised up a nation during the Great Depression. Shirley Temple, the forever little angel, will always live in our hearts."